Welcome to the Shanty Sound Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Byrne, and to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Shanty Sound, I've started my very own podcast exploring one of my favourite topics, the healing power of music and sound. I'm a lifelong musician, and I've also been working extensively with sound therapy and sound healing for many years now. And I'm guessing that perhaps like me, you're here because you're also interested in all things to do with healing music and sound. Over the last 10 years, both through travelling and the internet, I've met some pretty awesome people, and I'm excited to get to know them even better through these interviews. I'm really interested in people and what draws them to begin sharing music and sound in a healing or therapeutic way, and in learning more about the healing and uplifting effects of immersing in sound and music. So if you do enjoy this podcast, I would love you to hit the subscribe button on whichever app you're listening on, and do feel free to leave a review or a comment. And you can also check out the show notes from this and every episode at shantysound.com.au/podcast. My guest on this episode is the very lovely Rel Jasper. Rel is a sound healing therapist incorporating Reiki, esoteric and shamanic healing practices. She was faithfully guided to the therapeutic healing properties of sound, vibration and frequency after a life-changing accident in 2015. Music has always been a huge part of her life, and she has an innate understanding of the effects of music on our overall well-being. Rel studied diplomas in group sound therapy, one-to-one practitioner sound therapy, acutonics, as well as Reiki, shamanic women's mysteries, and healing modalities. Connecting on a soul level with a specific intent on her own healing journey, she is passionate in her guidance to connect you back to your own inner wisdom and soul purpose. Beautiful chat with a beautiful woman. Welcome to Shanty Sound. Here is Rel Jasper. So big welcome to you, Rel.
Thanks, Michelle. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I'm really excited to get to know people, and that's what it's all about, is finding out about all the people that I can that are interested in sound and music and the healing power of those wonderful modalities. And I know that you are an amazing sound healer, sound therapist, and you've done quite a bit of study, and I'm just so excited to find out all your wisdom. But I'm really interested to find out about you as well and how you came to be in this world of healing sound. Could you tell me and tell our listeners a little bit about your story, where you came from, like where you grew up and where you are now, and anything in between that you want to share?
Sure can. So I was born in the southwest of Victoria, where I am now, in a little town called Bessie Bell, out in the middle of nowhere. Small family, always into music, always, sitting around the piano. My grandfather and my uncles were all part of a Jasper band that used to travel around the district and entertain at cabarets and all those sorts of things when they were a thing. Yeah, so I pretty much grew up down this way. I've travelled and I always come back to the beautiful coastal town of Portland, and this place is a magnet. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful place with ocean three sides of us and lots of nature. We've got everything down here except snow, although some days it feels like it should be snowing. So we've got you know, beautiful beaches and mountains and rivers and sand dunes and lakes. And it's just, it's beautiful. I love it. I call it my little hidden piece of paradise. So that's where I am. Mm. And I guess music's been a part of my life, you know, in primary school, parts of choirs and productions, theatre productions and things with singing roles. And then in later in my adult life, joining community choirs and studied music all through high school. And I was a musician. I used to be part of a couple of trios and then a duo, and then went out on my own playing guitar and singing. So that was a thing right up until 2015. So it's probably 5 years that I was out doing that. And then I had a life-changing accident that put me onto the path of sound healing. I just had an epiphany moment of not really knowing what sound therapy was, but I knew I wanted to learn what it was. So that's what put me on the path of sound healing. Yeah, it was a very life-changing moment. I'd already been dabbling in healing modalities. I'd done my Reiki 1 and 2, you know, always played with tarot cards and things growing up, and mm-hmm. all my witchy crystals and those sorts of things. But, yeah, the accident was a big turning point for me. It was like I was picked up and spun around and placed on my true path, my true purpose. And the way that played out was, as soon as I'd figured out what I wanted to be when I grow up, sort of thing, heaps of people, my friends, family, and even strangers crowdfunded for me to be able to go down to Melbourne to do the 2-week intensive with the British Academy of Sound Therapy. They come to Australia once every 2 years, and they were in Australia there and then in Brisbane actually doing a vocal, the vocal component, and then coming down to Melbourne to do the group sound and the one-on-one practitioner training. And I was still very broken from the accident. So once I'd realised I probably need somewhere to stay when I get down there, I put the shout out, you know, if there was anyone I could stay with. And the person that came to me was a retired rehab and trauma nurse, and without her I would never have made it through that 2 weeks. So it was like the universe really conspired to make sure that I was walking my true path. Yeah.
Wow. I'm getting a shiver down my spine when you mentioned the nurse that you stayed with.
Yeah, she was a pretty special lady. Mm.
Wow. So that was a car accident?
Yeah. And yeah, I was a passenger in a car accident.
Okay. Mm. And what, do you feel okay to talk about the injuries that you had?
Yeah, I broke my right hand. I'm right-handed. So that was life-altering, because now I'm ambidextrous. I can use both left and right.
Wow.
I had quite a few fractures throughout my spine, and also damaged my shoulder and my knee. Funnily enough, all my injuries were on my right side of my body.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does that have a meaning or a significance for you?
Yeah, a bit of wounded masculine going on there, I think. A bit of toxic masculinity happening within my world, and I think that's all been a very big part in healing that, not only within myself, but within my patriarchal line of my ancestry. So.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Has sound played a part in that then?
Absolutely, yes.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, sound. I'm loving this. Tell me more.
Sound, I believe, for me, escalated the process of my recovery. So I don't think I would have healed as quick as I did without using the sound tools. Because, of course, even when we're working with other people, we are still receiving the beautiful benefits of the vibrations and frequencies within our own cells, within our body. And, yeah, I believe that the sound fed my body exactly what it needed in order to heal. And then, of course, learning about the trauma work and working through my own trauma from the accident itself, it's played a huge part, yeah. And then given me the tools to be able to then help other people that have been through similar or, yeah.
Incredible. Is it your voice or are there particular instruments that you found for yourself the most beneficial with that healing process?
I would say a combination of all the instruments, but as far as getting back into a car and driving myself, which my psychologist thought I would never do, it was singing, it was chanting. So any time I'd get into a panic when I was behind the wheel of the car, I would go into a chant or a mantra, so to speak, but a sung mantra. Yeah, just reminding myself that I'm safe and I'm okay. And
oh, wow. Is that was that in English? More like an affirmation or in a different language?
In a different language, yeah.
Ooh, can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know. I can't because I don't understand it. It just is.
Uh-huh.
It's just trusting the sounds and the words, so to speak, that need to come through and, yes, and getting myself out of the way. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes, I've had someone on the show that talked about light language, which might sort of sound similar to what you're speaking about. Is that
possibly
a similar thing?
Possibly, yeah, I'm not sure. I just know that it worked.
Yeah, it doesn't need to have a name.
No.
Yeah, I love that. That's a beautiful thing. Wow, that's really powerful. So going from having that real fear of being in a car again and the sound carrying you through that fear to be able to do that again, that's really amazing.
I think so too. Yeah.
Your voice is, I'm finding speaking to you very relaxing. You're one of those people with a really relaxing sound just coming across in your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. It's funny you say that. That's something that I am, it's fed back to me a lot that I have a very relaxing voice.
Yeah.
But all throughout my childhood, my mum used to refer to me as a foghorn, you know, I'd be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Well, I'm really, you know, it's wonderful to hear that you had that experience of finding such benefits from sound. And are you back to full physical health now in relation to those injuries from the accident?
Not full physical health, no. There's still ailments that hang about that I've learnt to manage. With many holistic modalities, acupuncture being one of them.
Okay.
Which leads me into acutonics, that I've embarked on a journey with acutonics, which is it's similar to acupuncture. It's using the same acupuncture points, but instead of using needles, which need to be very, very specific in location, it's using tuning forks that have frequencies of the planets and, you know, the moon and the sun and Mars and Venus and, and similar to sound therapy where we're using particular intervals and harmonics that blend in together to create a beautiful harmony into the meridian points, the acupressure points. And I found that an amazing form of self-care as well, as far as pain and muscle, you know, releasing muscle tension. And yeah, it's been beautiful. And I've only completed level one, and there's 9 levels, so the journey has just begun.
Wow. Yeah, I would love to study that too. So that is Accutonics.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so level one, how long is that course?
Well, I've been trying to embark on this journey for a very long time and couldn't quite make it to Byron Bay.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, with everything moving online over the last 12 months, yep, so did level one. It was moved online. So I was able to attend via Zoom with a beautiful group of people. Yeah. And I'm still going through the case study aspect of level one at the moment, where I'm practicing on myself and family and friends and you know, documenting the case studies. And we have a beautiful supportive group, which is great. Yeah. So anything I'm not sure of, I check in and give an advice on which points and which forks would be beneficial for each client's ailments.
Oh, amazing. Wow. Do you think you'll go and do quite a few more of the levels?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's a huge can of worms, though, diving into the world of Chinese medicine. It's fascinating, but it just makes sense. And adding the sound aspect to the Chinese medicine and the meridian points, it just makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, what a wonderful experience. I wish I could come and be one of your case studies.
Well, you're welcome anytime you're down this neck of the woods.
Thank you. Well, so you have studied quite extensively then. So let's take it back to when your wonderful friends and family all got together and made it possible for you to study with the British Academy of Sound Therapy. Which courses did you do with British Academy of Sound Therapy?
I did the one-on-one practitioner sound and also the group sound therapy. So I learnt using the Himalayan bowls, the crystal bowls, the gongs, therapeutic percussion, chimes, and just the different sequences that we move through in order to take the group or the person on a journey into their inner realms.
Mm, yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I have studied with BAST as well, and I just found it to be such a high quality training, and I feel like it gave me so much that I can share with other people. Has that been your experience with them as well?
Yeah. At the time, it feels like a bit of overkill, though, I must admit. It did feel like it was very just overkill, but I'm so grateful for the depth on which we journeyed within the case studies. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So how long did that take? Does it take about a year to do those courses?
2 years for me.
Yeah.
Because I had a bit of an exemption because of my physical issues. Yeah,
condition.
From the condition, thank you, yes, from the accident, and not being able to focus for extended periods of time. So they were extremely lenient with me as far as deadlines went, which I was very, very grateful for.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you went on to do some study with another academy.
I did. I embarked on tuning forks with the Academy of Sound, who is also in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some people here in Australia now that also teach under the umbrella of that academy. And I found that to be great too. Same scenario, having case studies and, you know, documenting each of our clients and the ailments that they have and the treatments that we implement and the effects that they had from the treatments. Mm. And I think that that's what led me into the acutonics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
Mm.
So you've worked with a lot of people then, I guess, with all the case studies, and then is that something you also offer, one-on-one treatments? Is that something you offer professionally now?
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find that I'm doing more group work. I travel around currently with group sound, and I enjoy that. I enjoy the group work. I enjoy the collective energy within a group.
Mm.
I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful space. And then to hear the similarities in people's shares, even though each person's experience is unique, the similarities in the feedback at the end is quite mind-blowing at times.
Mm. Yeah. I can definitely relate. So with all the people that you've spent time with the group work and the one-on-ones, is there any major standouts that you've really seen where people have really felt the benefits of the sound and it's had a massive impact on them?
Yeah, absolutely. In a group scenario, just seeing the difference in people's confidence in themselves and their ability to articulate what it is that they're experiencing is cool in itself. From a one-on-one perspective, I guess there's two that really stand out. One is a young lady who actually was one of my case studies who had been experiencing sleep paralysis. And after her four sessions of sound therapy, she has not experienced sleep paralysis since, and that's 6 years or 5 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that was pretty phenomenal. And a lot of success with fibromyalgia, which
really?
I don't understand a lot about. I haven't delved into understanding exactly what fibromyalgia is. I just know that people that have come to me experiencing different types of pain and discomfort within their body have found relief from experiencing sound. Yeah.
That's amazing. It is a really amazing tool for the physical body, isn't it? I mean, even though it works on the other bodies, mental and emotional and spiritual, I think people can really feel those physical effects quite often.
Indeed. Yeah.
Something I'd love to delve into a little bit with you is, you mentioned before about the intervals, and I haven't heard anyone really talking about that, and I'd love to talk about that a little with you, the way that we can use intervals, well, what intervals are, because some people might not know musical intervals and how they can be brought into sound therapy. Do you want to jam on that a little bit?
Sure, I'll do my best. I'm not good with the technical terms, but I'll do my best.
Yeah.
So a musical interval is the distance between notes.
Yeah.
So like between a C and a G, for example, or a C and an F. C and an F would be a perfect fourth, what we would refer to as a perfect fourth. So using different intervals can induce a very relaxed state or a harmonic state, tuning our body like we would a musical instrument. And then we have dissonant chords, dissonant intervals, dissonant chords, which are not harmonic. They don't sound beautiful. They to the ear, sound like they clash against each other, which is what we would use to help shift things within people's bodies. And I find in my group work that that's often the interval where people, if they're going to go out to it, that's where they'll go out to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, into a deep state. And then you know, using the perfect fourths and fifths to kind of start to bring their system back to an alert, conscious awareness. Yeah.
Wow.
How did I go?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly, you know, and it's great for us to speak in a way that people who might not be musical will understand. You know, people don't know what intervals are and perfect fourth and fifths, and you know, people who are musicians would, well, lots of people would, but lots of people wouldn't. So I think it's really good to, yeah, just that's really exactly right. I love that. And do you use crystal balls to achieve those different sounds?
I do. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I do. I love the crystal bowls.
Yeah.
Personally, I feel the crystal bowls have the most effect. Although each instrument has its purpose, I feel that the crystal bowls have the most dramatic effect, so to speak, of the whole session. Yeah.
Oh. Do you have how many crystal bowls do you have?
I have four. I have the same four that I have had right since I first trained.
Yeah.
So I have I have my favorites that I play around with. And it's interesting that even though I'm using exactly the same instruments for every single session is, there's no two the same. They're all different.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's really interesting too. And as well as that, you've got, like, say if I came to your sound bath today and then I came in 2 weeks' time, I might be in a really different space in my mood or my what's happening in my life. And so even if you did just about the exact same sound bath, my experience of that might be really different. Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a thought about the statement? A few people have talked about this on the podcast, that sound plus intention equals healing or wholeness. I'm sure you probably know that one well.
I do know that one well. I think that's a Jonathan Goldman one, isn't it? That's one of his quotes. Yeah. What an amazing man he is.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. The intention is very, very important in any form of healing or any form of life, really. It's the intention along with the action that brings the outcome. So the intention combined with the frequency, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and brings healing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's universal. So what I'd love to know is, with the thought that you yourself have benefited from sound healing and sound therapy and you've seen its effects on other people, I love to know who is sound healing for, and is there a certain type of person that it's for, or does it apply to everybody?
I think that sound therapy is for everybody. Everybody. One of the things that makes my heart smile is the rigid person that's been dragged along to a sound bath or a sound meditation by their partner, and you know, this is all a load of rubbish and it's not going to work, and at the end they come through and they are just blown away by how relaxed they are, and you know, how good they feel, how refreshed they feel. And if they are one of the people that have gone lights out, come back at the end and have no idea what's happened, like it blows them away, and it just makes my heart smile, because it proves that even it works for the biggest skeptic, even when they don't want it to work.
Love that. Yeah, that's so true. So what about if someone comes to a sound bath and they fall asleep? What do they still get the benefits, or what do you think?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Because it interacts with our parasympathetic nervous system, and we don't need to be awake when that's happening. And I think a lot of the time the people that do go to sleep, there's a reason for that, perhaps to get the mind out of the way so that the body can do its thing. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's the body that's doing the work. We're just providing the environment for it to activate its own healing.
Mm. I believe. Yeah. Absolutely agree with that. I love the idea as a sound therapist that we're just playing the instruments, and it's how each person individually is responding internally to the sounds that are being played that creates the healing and creates the shifts and creates the releases, and it's pretty amazing.
Sure is.
Hey, so you mentioned that you were doing a duo and a solo and, you know, playing with the guitar. So does that come into what you're doing now? Are you doing some of that still?
No. I haven't really had a very good relationship with my guitar since the accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a physical thing. I've worked out it's not a physical thing. Mm. So that's an interesting thing to delve into.
Mm.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it just does not bring me joy like it used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What is the instrument that brings you the most joy?
My drum.
Ah.
My medicine drum. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oh, I love my medicine drum. So when I wasn't able to travel anywhere, and I would see workshops being advertised all about the place, I would contact the people and say, how many people would you need to run a workshop here?
Mm.
And they'd let me know, and I'd gather the people, and then they'd come and they'd run workshops. So I had the pleasure of making my own deer hide drum, and then learning more about my drum with Pete that you actually brought down our way, the shamanic drum. Yeah.
Pete Bengry.
Yeah. What an amazing being he is. Yeah.
Yes.
So that really strengthened and deepened my relationship with my drum and its power. Yeah. So I love shamanic drumming, you know, drumming around the fire and allowing myself to go off into a trance state, into a meditative state. I find that I have lots of epiphany moments through the drum. Lots of clarity comes to fruition through the drum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also use it within my own practice, you know, healing practice with clients. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now running my own drum making workshops. I had the beautiful woman that I made my drum with, Judy O'Donnell. She passed her craft on to me, which I'm forever grateful for. So that's been a beautiful experience, being able to midwife others to birth their drums as well. Mm.
And there is such a wonderful community in the southeast, from my hometown, Mount Gambier, to where you are in Portland and all around there. There's a lot of people that are really very deeply spiritual and connected with that shamanic.
Yes, we are very spoiled for choice and support and nurturance and guidance. And yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wow. So is that something that you offer?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. I like to keep my groups small. I only do four at a time. I like the intimacy of the journey. So, yeah. Yeah, so people that have three other friends that want to make a drum, they contact me and we make it happen.
And how long does it take?
We do them in a day.
Yep.
So generally, you know, 9:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon with a lunch break in between. But yeah, we make our own drum beaters as well.
Oh,
and
cool.
I invite people to go and find their perfect stick laying on the ground, and you know, there's often a lot of resistance on knowing which stick is the right stick, and just reassure them that you'll know, you'll pick it up and you'll go, this is my stick.
So perhaps we could talk a little bit about Sonic Harmony, and that's your business name.
It is my business name.
Oh, I love that. It's very apt.
Mm.
Is there a story behind that? Did it come to you in a special way or something?
Just in the regular way of picking a name, where you do a brain dump of words and then go back and circle the words and, you know, see which words stand out on the page. And I ended up with Sonic Harmony, Restore Your Inner Rhythm. And that was 5 years ago that came through, and it's still as perfect today as it was then. So, yeah, harmony is a very important aspect of my life, and it's also a very important aspect of my business. And keeping the balance to me is keeping in harmony with self and harmony with the world, with those around us, with nature, you know. It just has so many meanings, that word harmony. Yeah.
Nice. So through Sonic Harmony, can you just summarize your services and any products?
Yeah. So I offer many different kinds of sound. I've created all these, you know, catchy slogans or catchy labels, I guess you'd call it, like Sonic Vibrational Massage and Sonic Reiki and the Tuning Fork Healings and now Acutonics, the drum making workshops, sound meditations. And I've also been on a path of women's mysteries. So I incorporate moon circles with sound, and I've been lucky enough to be initiated as a facilitator for rites of passage. So, you know, incorporating the sound with those beautiful initiation journeys for women. But the moon circles I open to the brothers as well. I think it's very important to have that balanced community. Again, harmony. Yeah.
Mm. Amazing. Yeah. Just for people that are listening on the fly, I will put all of your info in the show notes, but just tell us your website details.
So I am www.sonicharmony.com.au. That's Easy. My website, and same on Facebook. So Sonic Harmony on Facebook and on Instagram as well.
Cool.
Mm.
Yeah, I always love seeing what you're getting up to.
Likewise. Exciting times.
I was so excited to hear that you did a sound bath in a cave. There's some beautiful caves down there.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been such a magnificent experience.
Yeah. Tell.
Well, what I learned from that experience is that my living drum does not like being cold and damp in a cave, even though it didn't feel cold and damp to my drum, it did. Yeah. So I've got my Remo drum here that I'll take for the next one.
Yep.
But it was just such a magnificent experience being right in the womb of Mother Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. And just feeling held, and it was a really beautiful experience. And I thought that there would be beautiful acoustics in a cave, And it was the complete opposite. There wasn't beautiful acoustics. It was quite dense. Mm. So that was think quick on your feet sort of thing to try and counterbalance the fact that I'm used to having things that I can bounce the sound off, and I just did not have that there in that space. So that was, but still beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it would have been so special.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do, and it doesn't necessarily need to be related to sound, to keep yourself healthy, well, feeling good? What practices or exercises do you do? Is there something you can tell us that you love to do for yourself?
Yeah, spending time in nature. So I walk a lot on the beach, spend a lot of time with my feet in the ocean, not necessarily my whole body, but my feet, because it's quite cold on the Southern Ocean. Mm. And, you know, tree time, spending time with the trees. I have frequent magnesium baths. My body loves magnesium baths. Just helps to soothe my nervous system and a bit of a cleanse and a bit of a relax. And I light some candles, and I don't often have music playing while I'm in the bath. I just love to sit in the silence, and well, silence has a sound all of its own too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have my own practitioners that I go and see, go and receive Reiki, and, you know, when we have beautiful people from Adelaide like yourself that come down and offer sound baths down this way, it's very lovely to receive sound from other beautiful souls. So, yeah.
Definitely agree. Yeah. Do you have something you could share with our lovely listeners, an exercise that you think might help them to feel connected or feel the benefits of sound?
Yeah, I do. Before I share that, I'd like to share an affirmation that, or a question that I think is very important for us to ask ourselves. I find it very beneficial to myself, is whenever we're feeling something a bit icky, is to ask, is this mine? Because as soon as we ask that question, if it's not ours, it goes. And, so often we can muddle along feeling sensations that are not actually ours. Yeah, sometimes it takes me a couple of days to figure that out, to ask that question, is this mine? But, yeah. Mm.
The exercise that Rel is about to offer should not be done while driving. So if you are listening while driving, please press stop and come back to this when you can relax. And if you are in a place where you can relax, I invite you to find a comfortable seat or lie down and listen and participate in this lovely offering.
I like to do a grounding. So just closing eyes and taking three conscious breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Noticing the pause before inhaling again through the nose. Noticing the pause before exhaling. And last one, inhaling in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And just seeing yourself as a tree. And from the base of your spine or your feet, whichever feels most resonant to you, just sending your roots like a tree deep into the earth, allowing yourself to connect in in whichever way is perfect for you. Allowing yourself to feel held, nourished and nurtured by the beautiful energies of Mother Earth below. And then drawing that energy in like a breath into your body as we now stretch our branches like a tree out through the crown of our head, reaching up to the beautiful Father Sky above, feeling that strength and support of beautiful Father Sky above. And again, breathing that down into your body. And allowing those two energies, the divine feminine from below, and the sacred masculine from above, to balance in perfect harmony within your own body. And breathing in and out with a sigh. And opening your eyes.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to come back to that.
It's a very quick and easy thing that we can do, and we don't necessarily have to close our eyes. We can, you know, we might be in the middle of a shopping center having a moment where we need to ground and just, you know, taking those three deep breaths and pushing the roots down and the branches up and just feeling that beautiful balance within our own body.
Amazing. I feel really good just after doing that. It's really amazing how we can do such simple and short practices and feel good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we like to complicate things as humans, don't we?
Yeah, some of us are probably quite good at that. No, but it's a learning process.
Absolutely, yes, it is.
So amazing. Well, Rel, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
It's been my pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I feel like we're both glowing after that little exercise too. For those of you who can't see us, we are both glowing with radiant light. And hopefully you all are too after this, after that exercise. So if you want to connect with Rel, just to recap, it's sonicharmony.com.au.
That's right.
And Sonic Harmony, Facebook, Instagram. I'll pop that all in the show notes and you can connect with Rel. Thanks again. Shanti Sound Podcast today has been amazing chatting with you. Much love. Mwah. See you, Rel.
Thanks. Thanks, Michelle.
Mwah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Shanti Sound Podcast. You can access all of the show notes at shantisound.com.au/podcast. I would love you to subscribe, like, comment, or leave a review wherever you're listening. And connect with me on Instagram at shanti_sound and Facebook at Shanti Sound Australia. The music and sounds featured in the intro and outro are excerpts from the Shanti Sound Soundbath CD, recorded and produced by Michelle and James Byrne. You can download this and other music by Michelle and James Byrne at shantisound.com.au/music. Remember, sound brings healing and presence. The truest and sweetest sound comes from within. So hum, sing and create sound whenever you can. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I look forward to sharing with you again soon.